The streets around Sri Lanka's capital are calm following a night of unrest. More police have been deployed in Colombo, though. At least seven people were killed after a nationwide curfew was ignored by many overnight. The violence prompted Prime Minister Mahinda Rajapaksa to resign. Manel Fernandez has more.
As things intensified late into the night yesterday, the authorities decided to extend that island-wide curfew into the early hours of Wednesday morning. But as you can see around me, maybe over my shoulder, I mean, the one thing that's as large as life is a smouldering bus. And there are many of those dotting Colombo, basically remnants of what protesters had set on the buses that brought all of these Mahinda Rajapaksa supporters for that meeting that the Prime Minister had.
The Election Commission in the Philippines says it will audit the results of 700 voting precincts. That's after protesters levelled allegations of election fraud. Unofficial results from Monday's voting suggest Ferdinand Marcos Jr. will win, 36 years after his father was overthrown. The mayor of Mariupol says at least 100 civilian men are still trapped in the steel plant besieged by Russian forces. The UN has been coordinating evacuations. Ukrainian officials said at the weekend that all women, children and elderly had been rescued. Gunmen have killed at least 70 people in separate attacks in Democratic Republic of Congo. Most of the victims were women and children fleeing armed groups attacking their home villages in Ituri province. It's one of two regions where a state of emergency was extended last week. The government in Zimbabwe has ordered banks to stop lending money to try and stop currency devaluation. The president blames banks for excessive loans and for fueling the inflation rate of 66%. A new tax on all foreign currencies transactions is also being imposed. And Britain's Queen Elizabeth has missed the state opening of Parliament for the first time in nearly 60 years. The 96-year-old is having mobility problems and was advised by her doctors not to travel to the ceremony in London.